Annie Dugan joins us this morning, the curator and executive director of the Duluth Art Institute. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. This week in art, I want to talk fiber. There are fibers out there, and we use them to do all sorts of amazing things with, including visual art. And this Saturday, the Duluth Fiber Handcrafters Guild has an event at the Duluth Depot in the Great Hall where they show off all the amazing things that they've been working on this year. And it really is incredible. This group has grown quite a bit in membership over the last few years. They are they're part of the Duluth Art Institute, but they're their own organization underneath the Art Institute. So they have their own board. They have their own study groups. So they have a spinning study group. They have a weaving study group. They have a sewing study group. All those sorts of things, dyeing and fiber-related aspects. And they are doing just really cutting-edge work that I think is really exciting. And this Saturday, from 10 to 3 at the Duluth Depot, they show off what they've been up to. Also this week, the Duluth Folk School is having a class. I love this term. So they're naming the class a well-oiled machine. And they're saying, get out your old sewing machine, bring it over to the Duluth Folk School. The Duluth Folk School is a new organization that started, the idea being that the focus is on what we do with our hands. So it could be canoe building or masonry or carpentry or whittling or, in this case, sewing, something that we do with our hands, and realizing that we have an amazing talent pool in our community. So it's people who are experts in our community teaching other people. So this Thursday, get out that old sewing machine. You've been thinking about doing all these amazing crafts for the holiday season for loved ones, and this is your opportunity to sort of get reacquainted with that amazing machine that is the sewing machine. So I love that they're focusing on that. Going back to the Fiber Handcrafters Guild, like I said, there's these different study groups, and those are open to everybody. I don't think you have to be a member to be part of the study groups. And so you could study sewing, you can study, you can take this class and then go ahead and study, you know, how to make pants. Anyway, I think it's great. I think it's great to reacquaint ourselves with that, because certainly fibers are part of everybody's daily life, I hope. I hope everyone's wearing clothes out there today, because it's, you know, it's not unseasonably
golly,
cold.
So do I. I just... And then
the other thing going on Saturday, the Duluth Art Institute regularly has events called Free Family Days over at the Lincoln Building facility. A lot of folks don't know that the Duluth Art Institute has two sites. There's the Lincoln Building in Lincoln Park, which is easy to remember, and then the exhibition space is at the fourth floor of the depot. But at the Lincoln Building this Saturday is a free family day, and that you come, any age is welcome. There's multiple craft tables set up, so you can do make and take projects. And I think what's really special about it is a lot of times it's projects that you, some of them you can recreate at home, which I think is great, you know, sort of a new creative twist on things. And then some of them are materials that you wouldn't necessarily get. So you wouldn't necessarily invest in clay or a spinning wheel or things like that. And this is a way to sort of try your hand at a lot of different areas and just see what's interesting. So that's always a fun event from 11 to 2 at the Lincoln Building in Lincoln Park.
Lots of wonderful stuff to do as usual. Annie, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art on Northland Morning right here on Mondays on 103.3 KUMD.